Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a couple of great guests with us this afternoon. Jack Ekblad, he is a Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, and Dan Schaefer, the political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area here at Civic Media. We invite you to join our discussion, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, which is, how do we affirmatively try to show people a pathway forward in terms of political disagreement while being at the same time clear about what Donald Trump and the MAGA movement are calling for and standing for, even in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing? It's as if we live on two different planets at times. And I don't want to get into the hypocrisy because it's totally beside the point. How is it for folks who may be inclined to have greater affinity towards conservatism or the MAGA movement or Trump himself as a political leader, and who may vehemently disagree with Democrats, do these folks, maybe some of whom aren't online, do they really think that calls for civil war and, you know, this is, again, Derek Van Orten calling Democrats domestic terrorists, specifically the DNC and DCCC. He agreed with a conspiracy that Democrats tried to assassinate Donald Trump. He agreed that George Soros should be criminally investigated and charged with fueling the murder of Charlie Kirk. He called for violence. He openly invited a civil war. And that's just one congressman in 1 week. That is all over the internet right now. How does someone ever think that calling for more violence will ever lead to less violence? That is the thing about political violence, Jack, and I wanted to start where we left off with you. Political violence just spins off more political violence. It is a domino expanding cancerous growth. And in this moment, I hear every Democrat of any renown saying, please, please ratchet down. How do we continue to do that and still call out the complete incompatibility of much of what Donald Trump is proposing as policy and much of what MAGA and J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are saying in response to Kirk's killing as acceptable, as utter hogwash? How can we do these two things at once?
It's so complicated, but I do think it boils down to two very simple points. One, the reason why we're against political violence is moral, yes, but it's also practical. Punching a fascist doesn't work. It plays into the ethos of fascism and actually destroys the thing we say we're trying to defend. So just pure and simple, yes, we're against it from a moral perspective, but also just from an efficacy perspective. Punching a fascist just doesn't work. And when we think about pointing out, you know, the contrast and what's actually going on here. If we want to talk about violence, let's talk about the war on the poor. Let's talk about this being an excuse to perpetuate the war on the poor. That's exactly what they're doing. The only people benefiting from any of these policies are billionaires.
Yeah.
And people will die as a result.
And that, I think, is something like the meta context here, Dan, to me is again, I come back to this fundamental notion that I think people correctly perceive that there is grave unfairness, right? That the economic system is not working for them, that the fix is in, that they feel ignored. I think there's correct perception of that. And instead of that being directed at those that actually control our politicians, which are the billionaires, right? It's getting more, and how do we fix that and get money out of politics and give working people a bigger say in our politics? It's being directed at people who have never controlled the productive capacity of this country and have never controlled political or economic power in this country. And that's gay folks, immigrants, women, you know, black folks, the LGBT. It seems irrational, but it's these folks that now seem to be the folks that have been most historically disadvantaged that now seem to be the target and the folks taking the blame for this violence against Charlie Kirk. Like, that's insane to me. What do you say, Dan? I mean, I continue to be sort of overwhelmed by this.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, what you're speaking to is just a lot of what we've heard from Republicans, from MAGA movement over the past years, is there the a constant othering and demonization of, you know, folks that they might view as political adversaries or just certain minority groups or whatever it might be. But I think, you know, just looking at the response from the past week to the shooting of Charlie Kirk, I think there is there are a lot of problems with the ways folks on the right have jumped to conclusions with certain things, even before we knew any details about the shooter. There have been problems across the board in some of the reactions to it. And I think, but what I do appreciate is I do think more often than not, there are people who are looking to lower the temperature, looking to have a calm and rational conversation about this. Again, I'll emphasize that, you know, I think, the governor of Utah has had a few kind of missteps and stumbles in some of the ways that he's said certain things. But I think by and large, he is calling on people to say, hey, get off social media. You know, don't get down these rabbit holes. And I do appreciate when there are leaders speaking to those types of ideals and speaking to, you know, suggestions to say we need to lower the temperature. We need to try to better understand each other in this very fraught political moment.
Here's the difference, though, Dan, and this is the piece that really troubles me, is uniformly every elected Democrat that I've seen of any importance has tried to say the right things. The president of our country is not trying to say the right things. The vice president isn't trying to say the right things. Our congresspeople on the right aren't trying to say. It's, again, the elected Dems of some renown doing and saying the right things. The elected MAGAs that have the biggest pulpits on planet Earth, fueled by a billionaire overlord, not only the overlord, but all of them are calling for open civil war. It doesn't make sense. We continue this on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join this fine discussion. 855-752-4842.